From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, the fifth day of December, 2010. We're going to be live here on this Sunday broadcast for the next 2 hours. Webster Griffin Tarpley, economist and doctor of history, will be joining us to look at the amazing developments in the economy. Just 7 days ago, last Monday, the federal government announced that a little over $1 trillion have been given to offshore banks, and that also hundreds of billions had gone to private domestic corporations here in the United States, including MSNBC and NBC Television through their parent company, General Electric. Now, again, I covered this in my film, The Obama Deception, a year and a half ago. We knew hundreds of billions went to foreign banks and then through subsidiaries to U.S. corporations, buying them off, but we didn't know the full magnitude. And I had pointed out that there were surely trillions more, not just the $1 trillion. Here's Bloomberg today. Fed created conflicts in improvising $3.3 trillion financial system rescue. And of course, I have previous Bloomberg's reporting the total number is above $28 trillion. So we're going to be talking about that with Tarpley coming up. We're also going to be getting into the latest developments on the WikiLeaks front. That story is just getting crazier and crazier. We're going to get Lord Monckton on coming up during the week from the climate change, global government, global taxation, fear-mongering summit going on in Cancun, Mexico. There's some WikiLeaks angles on that as well. You know, I'm still open-minded to a great extent on the WikiLeaks situation, though I respect Wayne Madsen, Webster Tarpley, Bob Chapman, many others who say it reads like classic psyop or disinformation, that there's some nuggets mixed in there to make you take the bait, kind of like a bass biting on a top water, you know, lure. But when you really look at the full spectrum of it, it just bolsters the pro-war global government propaganda about attacking Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and so much more. You know, they know when they put the propaganda out on the nightly news, none of us buy into it. But when they put it in secret cables and then leak it out there, and then the main body of it pushes the WMDs in Iraq fable and things like that, it does make it very suspicious. And I predicted months ago with some of the previous leaks, they would use this to clamp down on free speech in the U.S. and the Internet. And legislation's now been introduced to do that, new legislation, not just the Cybersecurity Act. So we're going to be discussing that coming up as well, and looking more at real discrimination in this country. We tend to get conditioned that discrimination can only be discussed by the ADL or the Southern Poverty Law Center or the NAACP. But what about all the other forms of real discrimination that go on? I mean, things that are bona fide, like Obama signing hundreds and hundreds of waivers for major Fortune 500 corporations that don't have to buy their employees health care. But then your company will. How are you going to compete with that? And I know I've been talking about this a lot, but it just really blows me away. In fact, guys, I want to talk about that coming up out of the break. Will you pull me Friday's article out of MSNBC with the Small Business Association pointing out that 97% of stimulus money goes to globalist corporations and that they're now trying to pass a bill where the government can just deny any of the funds to U.S. companies or small corporations or businesses in Pentagon bids. I mean, this is a giant globalist scam. That's what NAFTA, GATT, WTO, all of this is about, the big mega insiders writing laws to suppress regular, normal, grassroots, free market business and conduiting all business into their coffers. Same thing with the Food Safety Act that's passed the Senate. Now it has to go back to the Senate because a spending bill can't originate in the Senate. That's the law and the Constitution. But they don't need any stinking Constitution. That's meant to shut down the small farms and ranches. Who funded it? Big mega agribusiness. It's the same story over and over again. It's all coming up today. More on the TSA and a lot more straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This- The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Sunday. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, blasting out on the AM and FM dial all across this fine land, simulcasting on Global Shortwave, and also the number one show streamed on the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have economist and, again, a doctor of history, Webster Griffin Tarpley, joining us coming up in about 30 minutes from now to get into his breakdown of WikiLeaks and who they really work for and what this full spectrum of leaks means. The head of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, is now saying that if anybody arrests him or if anything happens to him physically, that he's going to release a giant insurance file that's already been given to tens of thousands of people that he has the secret encryption code to, and that it will dwarf all the previous leaks if anything happens to him. And then you've got Bill O'Reilly and others saying he should be executed. We're going to talk about who he supposedly works for. So why don't we discuss executing who he works for? And Glenn Beck in the last week has been basically mirroring and repeating what this show's talked about for more than a year, intensely for 6 months, the clear connections from Julian Assange to George Soros. And so Webster Griffin Tarpley will be talking about that coming up again in about 27 minutes from now. Then we'll get into Fed-created conflicts in improvising, $3.3 trillion financial system rescue, and that's Bloomberg, reporting on the $3.3 trillion. Again, just a week ago, it was $1 trillion. Now it's $3.3 trillion that the private Federal Reserve gave to people like MSNBC. Your tax money. And MSNBC admits they kept that secret. There's a reason MSNBC is cartoonish as they pose as liberals. They're not liberals. It's General Electric Pentagon operation playing the part of liberals to make liberals look like complete buffoons. And it's the same thing with Fox. They're meant to make conservatives look like complete fools. And to keep people in the left-right paradigm while discrediting both wings of the same bird of prey and controlling the opposition. So we're going to be discussing that today as well. You know, you go back 110 years ago, there weren't discussions about left and right in this country. There were discussions about right and wrong. There were discussions about the corrupt mega-rich trying to suppress and dominate and rob the general population. That's what the talks were about in 1776, in the 1830s, in the 1860s, in 1913. Americans knew who their enemy was. The mega rich that are bigger than any corporation, that are bigger than any government, that are bigger with their combined forces than any major empire. That is what societies have been facing for so long throughout history. You see, it's the mega corporations that lobby for socialism on record at the grassroots to then transfer your wealth into their hands through government. And they can use government to shut down their competition. As much fun as it is to hate communists and hate Obama and say he's a communist when he's financed by Wall Street, the facts are, and this is even the Wall Street Journal of all places, big insurance wrote the healthcare plan to make you buy health insurance, to rip you off, and to raise the prices on record. And there is no pre-existing coverage. The feds can now deny people coverage. They can lower the standards of quality. It takes the medical system away from doctors and gives it to government. The TSA is meant to destroy the 10th Amendment and seize control of all infrastructure and transportation. It's on record, $12 million given just in the last month. Caller called in about it last week. I looked it up. It was true. $12 million given in November to the Senate alone by Mega Agra, you know, the giant big agribusiness cartels, to pass the, quote, Food Safety Act. Almost all the big violations of the food quality on record have been the big mega agribusiness. And I mean, you see it in the news all the time. Tyson can have 1,000 violations at one plant. A smaller outfit can have one violation. They're shut down. That's how this works. And so big agribusiness, they gave $12 million just in the last month to the Senate to pass the bill. Now, the Senate was so arrogant, they knew the big rule, no spending bill can be created in the Senate. It has to be created in the House. It has to originate there. So now it's going back to the Senate. But look at how the insurance takeover with the government health care written by the big insurance companies. Look at how the takeover of the farms and ranches written by big mega agribusiness. Look at how the big mainline dinosaur media is supporting internet takeover by the government. Look at how on every front this stuff is written by the government for the big mega corporations that are waging war against the free market. Now, I've got a bunch of examples of this today, and people need to shift their paradigm. Just like you can program a computer wrong, or you can brainwash a child from birth and program their brain wrong, we have literally been given false political roadmaps, and that's why you can't have an educated discussion with the average American or European, for that matter, because they're so disconnected from reality, so tied in to the distractions and the pageantry and the way the media hypes it up that the buck stops with the president, when presidents have been puppets in this country for a very, very long time. We have to look past all the political distractions and really get to the meat and potatoes of how this world actually operates. And here's an example of that today that I've been harping on quite a bit. This is in AP, Fox, you name it. Obama administration grants healthcare waivers to big companies' unions. McDonald's got a break, as did 351,000 members of United Federation of Teachers, and it just goes on and on and on. And he's issuing every week or two hundreds of new waivers. Obama the puppet is. So, the insurance companies write law that allows them to cut back the quality of care that you get and control what doctors and nurses and medical practitioners are engaged in. And they then go in and make 30-plus million people, if this goes ahead and gets implemented this coming year, buy insurance that's overpriced. Just like the insurance lobby lobbies, you've all got to have car insurance. Just like they're trying to lobby, you've got to have more insurance on your house. This is a great business model, just like the vaccine makers. They've got hundreds of new vaccines. They want the government to try to make it mandatory for you to take them. It's a really simple business model. The Ritalin and Prozac makers are on record spending tens of millions a year, in some cases per state, but billions over the years, lobbying to have schools promote Ritalin, Prozac, and other drugs on school kids. It's real simple. They have the authority figures paid off to tell you to take their drugs. I mean, this is the real business model in this country and worldwide. That's what globalism is, a bunch of insiders doing this. So, big insurance comes in and openly writes the bill. But they don't have to worry because they can just blame the commies. The commies are just their little street soldiers, their little rent-a-mob to say, see, the general public wants socialism. And you notice all the government-funded big universities promote communism and socialism because that's what the robber barons want. They want a big, domesticated, dumbed-down, drooling herd of dependent people that if they don't get their welfare check, they'll riot. So they can take their welfare check away, they'll riot, and the middle class will say, okay, take my guns, take my liberty, take my taxes, you know, stick a lollipop in the welfare people's mouths, keep them off my back. See, the rent-a-mob welfare zombie horde works for the big globalist. So, on record, the insurance companies write this. They tell you a commie under a rock with some dirty sandals did it. Yeah, they run things. Okay, now they come out. Did you think the Fortune 100 was going to get anybody insurance? No, they don't have to get insurance, but your company does, which will further shut you down, just like globalism with NAFTA and GATT and China. You can't compete with that when they got tariffs on us. It's a one-way street designed to consolidate power. It's economic warfare. We'll talk about paradigm shifting when we get back. Stay with me.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to try to calm down and go through this very slowly because I know we have a lot of new listeners. Conservatives, on average, are taught big corporations, big banks, never do wrong. They just want to help you and they love you. And that government is bad. Liberals are taught government is loving and good and everything in the world that's good, the grass growing, the birds singing, the sun shining, comes from government. Now, if you study the last 200 years in Europe and the United States and what the founding fathers explained to us and what history shows, big government is financed and grown by elite organizations and families to go out and consolidate power. Now, the takeover of farms and ranches, that legislation written by big agribusiness. The media tells you it's to stop big agribusiness giving you poison eggs. It's amazing. The takeover of our health care and of what doctors can treat you and the standard of care. And now Bill Gates says, yeah, they are death panels and that's good. That's about getting all of our wealth socialized into a collective so that government can start saying, well, that person's living an unhealthy life. You're having to pay for it. You know, let's go stop them from that, or let's put an extra tax on them. It literally makes you like a child again at the daycare center, and the daycare manager is the government. So let's get that straight here today. You know, that's the important point that I want to get out to everybody here, and then I want to hammer home, is that we've been given false paradigms. What's a paradigm? A paradigm is water is wet, the sky is blue. A paradigm is something that is just accepted. Well, I'll tell you, it's a true paradigm that water's wet and the sky is blue, but it is not a true paradigm that the Republicans and Democrats are actually fighting with each other. Oh, they're fighting with each other over who's got the power over the system, but they're bought and paid for by the very same interest. In fact, here's the definition of paradigm. A standard or typical example. He is the prototype of good breeding. He provided America with an image of the good father. I guess Mr. Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver would be the paradigm of a good father. A representative form or pattern. A concentrated example of something. You know, we're told that we are the paradigm of liberty, land of the free, home of the brave. But if you actually study all the real indicators of a free nation, we're not it. And not only are we leaving the paradigm of liberty and freedom, we are leading the way towards a new paradigm of high-tech enslavement and control. So, every few weeks, Obama issues hundreds of new companies from McDonald's to Walmart that aren't going to have to buy insurance for their employees. They just get an imperial waiver. But let me tell you, with my 23 employees, and then I've got 6 or 7 contractors, I'm not going to get that waiver. And I'm going to have to lay some people off and cut people's pay to then give them their, quote, insurance. This had nothing to do with helping poor people. You know, doctors until about 20 years ago were taught in medical school, you've got to give about a third of your treatment away for free. And if somebody needs a prosthetic or medicine, local charities pick that up. But see, they've gotten rid of that. And now, if you read the fine print, you will not get covered for a pre-existing condition. You just won't get that eye surgery. And what did Bill Gates get up and tell those teachers a few months ago in that televised press conference? He said, if we cut the funding of one old lady and don't give her health care, we can hire 10 teachers. And the teachers were rubbing their hands together. See, now the idea of if we kill somebody, we'll get money. See, they've got this domesticated horde of dumbed down animals And now as the government cuts the size of the general trough, the taxes go up, more money's paid in, but almost all of it goes to service the debt, which was made up by the offshore banks to begin with. The same ones taking $3.3 trillion, we now learn, and giving it to offshore banks and U.S. media. You wonder why your local newspaper is so corrupt and lies? They're paid off by the government, folks. You wonder why NBC and CBS and ABC are doing that? I told you 15 years ago they're on the government payroll. They had congressional studies 30 years ago about it. Our mainline media is like Pravda. You understand that? You're not in as free a country as you think. They've built the control grid up. There's still some freedom. So I'm on the air and other people like me are on the air. But now they're coming in saying they want to censor talk radio. They want to censor the web. Look, folks, I got authorization Friday talking to former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura to tell you about this. I can't tell you the full story yet because they're still fleshing it all out. And they hope they can fix it behind the scenes. But did you know the U.S. government, an element of the U.S. government, shut down Jesse Ventura's TV show, the police state episode that showed the real FEMA camps and showed how they tied together with the fusion centers? Oh, yeah, and we got secret documents. That's the equivalent of WikiLeaks on the FEMA camps, and the government just called up and got it shut down. Isn't going to air again, though all the other episodes are. I mean, I am living as an example of this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in that episode. I consulted on it. They went and confronted two congressmen who said, there's no such bill. And then they showed them the bill and they all freaked out and said, okay, yeah, I do know about it, but I'm not going to talk about it with you. Homeland Security. Look, I'm not going to go any further. The point is, we'll probably get a statement from Ventura next week. I'm living this. I've been sent secret Homeland Security documents. Remember what we broke last year? And under what Bill O'Reilly and others are saying, I should be executed. I should be executed. Think about that. Because law enforcement sent me documents proving that none of Homeland Security is for foreign men with turbans. It's all for gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans. Now, what type of government spends all its time doing that? And I got news for you. This was going on under Bush. It just came out under Obama. Those guys are puppets. You better get wise. The foreign banks raping this country have put a police state grid in to make sure that we can't take the country back legally and lawfully. Now, under this new system of total discrimination, where's the NAACP? Where are all the big mavens of stopping discrimination? Where are the pundits pointing out this is discrimination? That if you weren't a Democratic contributor, you would lose your General Motors dealership because you didn't give to Obama when the government took it over last year. Where's the debate on that front? Where is the debate about the CNBC article, Obama administration wants secret blacklist for Pentagon contractors, according to American Small Business League? The blacklisting allowed under 815 could result in de facto debarments of federal contractors across the federal government and not even let you know you've been barred. And already 97% of the stimulus money went to offshore corporations and Fortune 500, not to small businesses. See, you pay the taxes in and then you don't even get any of the government largesse back. But that's my point. This whole government's here to rape us, period.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother.
So it's very simple.
My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding.
We have been given false information about how the world works. We have been played off against each other through the left-right paradigm. And if we don't start to realize this and understand what's really happening, they may have wounded me. There is nothing to stop the special interest from robbing everything. Now, Bloomberg reported earlier in the year that over $28 trillion has been stolen by the private Federal Reserve, all of which we've got to supposedly pay back in tax money. The dollar is now being devalued globally. Our industry has been debased. the official Council on Foreign Relations, UN reports that we've covered on air and I put in the Obama Deception and my other film, Fall of the Republic, admit they want a post-industrial world publicly to save the environment, but internally they admit to bankrupt everyone so that you're dependent on them. Everything is about consolidation, globalism, NAFTA, GATT, the healthcare bill written by the insurance companies that the Fortune 100 all get waivers for. They don't have to pay for it. You do. Pure discrimination. 97% on record of the stimulus money, your tax money. If you're going to have socialism, at least have it go to the people. But see, it never goes to the people. 97% of it went to Fortune 500 companies, most of them offshore. 3% went to, quote, small businesses. They give Boeing, who's moved its main manufacturing operations to China, small business loans. You know, I was watching football out there during the break, the Colts and the Cowboys, and every ad, it's the military is going to save us, and oh, look at the troops, and oh, be patriotic. As they announced 2 weeks ago that they're going to take the military's pension funds and make them get their own insurance. New York Times saying how great it was. See, if you really support the troops, you don't cut their health care. But see, you just wrap yourself in a flag and send the troops some phone cards. That seems to be the thing to do. And feel good about yourself while they flush them down the toilet and use them for medical guinea pigs with all the vaccines and the depleted uranium. And look, it's great to send them phone cards. It's great to do things like that. But remember, it's better to end these illegal wars they're in. It's better to understand our country's been seized and is being used as an engine of global domination. But I read here where the Fed has given $3.3 trillion, much of it to U.S. select media. That's the bailout to the corporate dinosaur media that nobody wants to watch. China is scared of U.S. monetary policy, Bloomberg reports. Here's an article from July of last year, 2009. Bailouts could cost taxpayers $23.7 trillion. That's the Washington Times. Bloomberg reported it was over $24 trillion. But again, last week we're told $1 trillion. This week we're told $3 trillion. They're just now introducing it to the public. Webster Tarpley, doctor of history, also has a degree in economics, author, researcher. In the film, The Obama Deception, shot almost 2 years ago, released a year and a half ago, he covered all of this. How the money was going to select corporations for unfair trade advantage. How it was going to offshore banks. He listed the banks. He knew then. And now here we are, a year and a half later, it's all been documented. He's with us for the next hour, well into the next hour, and we're going to get into WikiLeaks first and his geopolitical breakdown of this. Then we're going to get into what's happening with the banks and the unfolding global depression and how it's being engineered and Tarpley's ideas for solutions to counter it. Webster, good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex. Glad to be with you.
Okay, you've got the floor. Launch into Assange, a little bit on his background, but mainly how you were able a year ago and then again 6 months ago to talk about what he was going to do next. The Soros connection, that's key. And then from there, you predicted, along with Wayne Madsen and others, that he would then start targeting rival banks and that they would be targets and enemies of Soros. That has now been announced. So the question is, Tarpley, living there in Maryland by D.C., are these sources you have, or how does your crystal ball stare this deep into the future? You have the floor.
Alex, the way you can recognize these things is the historical continuum or the continuity. What we're seeing is a classic limited hangout by the U.S. intelligence community, let's say by the CIA for short, but it's just other, NSA.
Rogue elements within it.
CIA, right, the rogue network. And this is how they operate. And when we go back to the Pentagon Papers of 1971, that's a classic example with Daniel Ellsberg of the RAND Corporation. And that one, I would stress, was prepared by Leslie Gelb of the Council on Foreign Relations later on, and by Morton Halperin, who today is the managing guru, I guess, of the entire Soros political operation. So there's an important element of personal continuity. And, of course, in those days, the idea was that the Pentagon Papers were going to whitewash the CIA. They were going to shift the guilt to the U.S. Army and to certain generals.
So when they know they're losing wars that they on record engineered, And that's exactly what Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer has said, that basically this is all being used to dump on the Army. Just blame them.
In those days, it was to save the CIA's reputation and also to portray Kennedy as a villain. And also, of course, to cover up many aspects of the Kennedy assassination. It's a good when you think about it, a document dump in 1971 should have had something really important about the Kennedy assassination. It did not. Later on, Watergate, which grows out of the Pentagon Papers pretty directly, with intelligence agents like Woodward and Bernstein running around, this is also the same kind of thing, to shift the popular rage against Nixon when it might well have gone against the CIA for such things as their notorious drug smuggling, drug running, gun running policies, and their role in setting up these losing wars. But now let's look at today. We have the element of personal continuity. We've got Morton Halperin in the background with those shadowy Soros interests, but we've got Daniel Ellsberg, the paladin of the Pentagon Papers, endorsing Assange in what he's doing. Now, let's look at what Assange has brought out so far. It's basically three waves. One wave is that awful film of people being machine-gunned from helicopters, and this, of course, these are the kinds of atrocities that go on all the time, and I guess there's a certain utility in showing the
public. So first they have to build up their credibility. They've got to put a worm on the hook.
Right, and they've got to mix in valid elements in order to get anybody interested. The second round came in July, and this was two things I think stood out from this. One was to try to Watergate Prime Minister Maliki of Iraq, that he was corrupt, that he presided over murders. And many of these things, of course, are true. But the reason for it is that the U.S. wanted to oust Maliki, considered to be an Iranian puppet, and bring in Alawi, who is overwhelmingly the U.S. puppet. Now, it's interesting. Up to now, that operation has failed. Another element of that previous document dump was the murder of Nicola Calipari, the Italian intelligence agent who had gone into Iraq and was able to free a kidnapped journalist, Giuliana Sgrena, of the left-wing Manifesto newspaper in Rome. And this guy, Calipari, through various things that he'd done in his career, was getting a very good picture of how the U.S. had created Al-Qaeda in Iraq and was actually directing many operations of so-called Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
And if we have a new listeners, Bush 4 years ago put out a press release admitting they were running four Muslim groups, three of them Al-Qaeda-based, out of Iraq and Kurdistan into Iran. So that's on record. And we have 2 months ago Fox News getting the secret document that Anwar al-Awlaki is really a CIA operative hanging out secretly at the Pentagon getting orders and running the underwear bomber, the Fort Hood shooter. Right. I mean, folks, this is real. Right. I mean, al-Qaeda was created in the 80s. I mean, well, Zbigniew Brzezinski in 79. I mean, this. When you say that, you're not just saying it. That's backed up.
No, this is all documented. Robert Gates, the current Secretary of Defense of the United States, is probably the most immediate founder of al-Qaeda, and he writes about it in his memoirs. He tries to say he didn't create it, but of course he did create it, and Brzezinski, and so on. So the Calipari story was the U.S.
All right, stay there, Webster. We got to come back to that. You're going to just unfettered when we get back, break down where this is going, why these rogue networks in the government and these corporate structures are doing this. What's coming next as they start raiding and attacking hedge funds and banks to bring them down? Who Soros works for? Instead of just talking about Soros, let's go all the way up the tree here. We'll be right back with Webster Tarpley. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I love this republic. I'm an American citizen. I am fiercely patriotic. And I have studied the Global Crime Syndicate for more than 17 years. I've been on air for more than 15. If you're a new listener, it's important for you to understand, when you watch a left-wing TV show, it's a bunch of drivel and distractions all churned into a mishmash. Same thing with right-wing radio and TV. What you get here is the deep, research on what's really going on. And the guests that I have on time and time again, who are people who for decades have accurately predicted and broke down what's happening. So when you're hearing this information, please check it out for yourself and find out it's true for yourself, because this affects everyone. This is not a spectator sport. Freedom is not a spectator sport. We have got to get involved, get engaged, and get informed. This whole WikiLeaks situation, ladies and gentlemen, is moving towards global destabilization and what the RAND Corporation has openly said they want, a major global war. We reported that 2 years ago out of RAND Corporation documents. I've interviewed Alex Abeya, one of the only people to ever be given entrance to the RAND Corporation. He didn't believe in the world government, New World Order, nothing. He'd written books, you know, that were mainline. They let him in. He's been on the show. He says it's all true. World government, total tyranny. They want to start a world war, have the U.S. damaged, and then use that to set a police state up. I mean, this is dangerous. Now, Webster Tarpley is an economist and historian. Webster, continue recapping the history of WikiLeaks, who George Soros is, and where this is going. And again, you and, formerly with the NSA, Wayne Madsen, did predict in the last year that they would next start going after banks and financial institutions and people that are enemies of Soros, and voila, that's now coming out. Please continue.
Right, just the last one, concerning that last document dump in July, this Kallipati story. Remember, this was the guy who freed a journalist from the clutches, so-called, of al-Qaeda in Iraq, and he had figured out that the U.S. was running al-Qaeda in Iraq, and he knew essentially everything there was to know about it. And he might be that the CIA feared that he would blackmail them or reveal it or embarrass them somehow. So he was simply assassinated. He was murdered as he was bringing this woman back from captivity. They might have wanted to kill her, too. Certainly, that's likely.
But let me just back you up there, since you said that. Ray McGovern, former top briefer to Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., high-level CIA analyst, he said 4 years ago here, and then it came out in mainstream news that it was, that the Golden Mosque bombing was to get Shiites and Sunnis killing each other. We've also had the Guardian report that MI6 commandos, Special Air Services, were caught dressed up like Sunnis, running around shooting Iraqi police in Basra. Exactly. That came out. So the point is, if you got a multi-trillion dollar war, you got to create a fake enemy. Go ahead.
So now we come to the net effect of this previous document dump was to try to make it look like the U.S. was not directly interested in murdering this guy Kallipati, which of course they did. So it was a disinformation in that regard. You have to figure that the cables that are being released by WikiLeaks are carefully selected by an interagency committee of maybe old boys from the CIA, from the NSA, from the DIA, from some others, and it's a self-exposure operation. Now, that brings us to the current dump. Now, the general idea of the current dump is everybody who is hit by these revelations, everybody who's embarrassed, who's attacked, who's criticized, ridiculed, mocked, is on the CIA hit list. In other words, it's essentially the enemy's list of the State Department and the CIA, and they take it on the chin. There is nothing there concerning any of the echelon powers, as far as I can see.
Newt Gingrich likes it. we've got Israel saying they love it.
Well, exactly. The Israelis come out smelling like a rose. The British, nobody lays a glove on them. Australia, Canada, New Zealand, all of these other countries, who are without doubt guilty of all kinds of excesses and atrocities, nothing about them. So instead we get the usual hit list. Now let's go right to the heart of the matter. Russia and Putin, always very, very high on the CIA hit list, because Putin is one of those leaders, who, whatever you think of him, defies them, he counterattacks them, he ties them into knots, he defeats them.
And they're going after that Axis connection to Italy.
To Berlusconi, exactly. And that's not just a friendship of two leaders, it is that. But it's also a strategic alliance between the Russian Federation and Italy. And you see in these papers, they say, well, Berlusconi is this womanizer, he has these wild parties, he's corrupt, and Putin, of course, is a dictator and a totalitarian. And the connection between them is that they say Berlusconi is now the mouthpiece of the Russians inside NATO, inside the European Union. So what's at stake there? Well, there are these pipelines, right? There are different pipelines that bring natural gas from Russia into Europe. And the U.S. and the CIA want to be able to use their puppet states, be it Ukraine or Poland or Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, whatever it is, these Eastern European, virulently anti-Russian countries that can always be, you pull their chain and they'll cut off the gas, and then you can blame the Russians for cutting off the gas. But instead, what Putin has done with the help of Turkey, who also get hit.
We also see a destabilization of Pakistan.
Yeah, but wait, let's just finish this. The pipeline involves Russia, Turkey, Italy, and that's the South Stream pipeline. So you could say one of the main targets of this WikiLeaks document dump is one of the key ways that the CIA wants to sabotage normal, reasonable, rational economic cooperation between Russia that has the raw materials and Western Europe that has the know-how and so forth. So that's the Putin-Berlusconi part. Then we get into Karzai. Karzai is corrupt. Karzai of Pakistan, of Afghanistan is a paranoid. Well, we know that. They've been after him for years. Then we go on. The king of Saudi Arabia wants to attack Iran. Well, everybody knows that, right? The ambassador from the United Arab Emirates went to Aspen, Colorado last summer and said, you know, get off your duff and bomb the Iranian nuclear program, and so on and so forth. So you can multiply these examples, but virtually every one of them reflects a target, an enemy. Somebody is on the CIA, State Department, Obama administration enemies list, and they get slammed, whereas the loyal puppets, the echelon people, the loyal NATO states, the U.S. puppet states, They come out smelling like a rose.
But then to give legitimacy to it, Fox News, everybody runs around like chickens with their heads cut off. We can get more into this in the next hour, Tarpley, ahead of the economic analysis sure. I want to break down with you. But briefly, before this hour ends, who is Assange and the Soros connections? Who's above Soros?
Okay, first of all, Assange. Think MK Ultra. This guy, as far as I can see, is a product of MK Ultra. In other words, he's a zombie, an operative created by a sex brainwashing psychopharmaca LSD cult in the neighborhood of Melbourne, Australia, back in the 1970s.
That's right? Actually come out, yeah.
Yeah, it's the Anne Hamilton Byrne cult. And one of his parents was involved in the cult. He seems to have grown up in the periphery of the cult. Very interesting aspect is that the children in the cult were all adopted by this guru of LSD and fornication among children, Anne Hamilton Byrne. She gave them all her own name, and she dyed their hair blonde. Notice that when Assange came on the scene, he was a blonde. He's no longer blonde. He's letting the roots grow out. Now he's becoming a brunette. I think it was the idea that the blonde hair called a lot of attention to the fact that he was something strange about the guy, and indeed, I think there's a lot strange. So you then see him as part of a hacker community, and he hacks into National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Now, why target them? I mean, what do they do that's so bad? He writes a book in which he appears as Mendax, Latin word for liar. So he's an operative. I think he's a psychotic. I think he's a zombie. And now he is the media darling of the world. Notice that we have a consortium. We have the New York Times. We have the London Guardian. We have El País. We have, I think, Le Monde and Forbes magazine. He is now the darling of the Anglo-American media establishment. He's the new star, the new Ellsberg.
All right, stay there, Webster. I want to get directly into George Soros and where you see this going, because, as you said almost a year ago, look for them after they build street cred to start attacking certain brokerage firms and banks. Now he's announced that's what's coming next. I mean, is he a useful idiot? Or does he know he's an operative? Because you've listed the names. This Soros coterie surrounds him. Then we'll get into trillions of dollars being pumped into private corporations and media of your tax money secretly. Think about the magnitude of that. We'll be right back with the second hour. Infowars.com. We're streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
the next segment, this one's short, we're going to get into George Soros and who he represents. But continuing, Webster, there's a lot of other connections from Assange to, of course, the people that are all around Soros and Soros himself. But I've noticed that first they claim these sexual deviancies with women. And it's funny that before that even came out, you were talking about the sex cult connection, which I've seen blurbed in the media. So that's not just coming from you. And then now they're chasing him. But that seems to add to the gravitas that what Assange is saying is real and accurate and valuable and some type of big catch for us. Now we know that there for 3 days has been this Interpol warrant out for him, but now the British won't enforce it, so the plot thickens.
Yeah, look, you know, if the CIA wanted to shut him up, what could they do? What have they done repeatedly? They would organize a rendition. They did it with the imam on the streets of Milan. They've done it with dozens of people in all NATO countries of Europe. You get a CIA team. They go in there. They grab you. They beat you over the head. They drug you. They take you to the nearest NATO base. They put you on a plane. You wake up in Egypt or Morocco or Poland or Romania or one of the black sites. This is still being done under Obama.
Or in a shipping container that internationally is a trade zone of one of those countries.
Absolutely.
You might be here at the Austin airport, but it's Romanian territory.
The other thing they do is, of course, they can arrange an automobile accident. They can arrange some kind of a heart attack. They can arrange a health emergency. If they had really been interested in shutting him up, there would have been many ways to do it. And indeed, one of the things that stands out, one of the flaws of the whole design of the operation so far, is the impotence and the fecklessness of everything they try to do to stop him. They say, please stop, or we might prosecute you. Well, this is ridiculous, right? They could round him up and his people. You can go to Iceland, right? It's Reykjavik is a very small place.
And now they're trying to pass legislation to restrict free speech in the U.S.
Yeah. That's really important because this guy, see, all the left liberals swoon for this character, right? Left liberals never have very many heroes. Their hero was Obama. Obama betrayed them. Now, that's clear to everybody. Now they're looking for a new hero. So along comes Assange, the zombie from MKUltra. And sure enough, all the left liberals are, you know, they're lining up to support him. Oh, no, he shouldn't be indicted or anything.
Now, Tarpley, are you sure he's bad? I mean, couldn't he just be a useful idiot they're using?
No, I don't think so. First of all, because of the pattern we've seen so far, everything he puts out is more or less according to the CIA wish list. And now, as you say, we have this interview in Forbes magazine, right? Forbes magazine, which is, you know, this is the reactionaries of finance capital. And he says, we have a new document dump coming up, which will not be military. It's a mega leak, and it's going to be about a U.S. bank. One that still exists. Is it the biggest U.S. bank? No comment, and it's going to happen early next year.
And we already had Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan come in and gobble up Bear Stearns and others.
Yeah, well, I think the target for this, it sounds like the Forbes guy is trying to say, is it the Bank of America or is it Citibank? Bank of America is probably the biggest right now. You take a look at their stock chart, it's just down, 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 down. Bank of America is in very parlous straits, right? Very, very unstable. Maybe this is the way to push them into a panic. And, of course, you know that Soros and all of his hedge funds will have shorted the Bank of America stocks and bonds and everything else. They will have basically made a whole series of bets on credit default swaps and derivatives and other things to profit big time for what Assange is going to do. The other thing I think we have to remember is we were told what this would be. Cass Sunstein wrote that essay saying we have to provide for the cognitive disruption of the 9/11 truth movement.
Webster, leave it there. I don't want you to be interrupted on this. Recap that when we come back. And then we know Cass Sunstein's hooked in with Soros. I want you to break down their geopolitical aim here. Then I want to get into what's happening with the economy and the trillions not just being given to zombie banks, but to select corporations. We'll be right back with Webster Tarpley. I'm Alex Jones.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What do you mean I don't believe in God?
We're now into hour number two of this live Sunday edition. Fifth day of December 2010. Hard to believe this year is very long in the tooth, my friend. Soon it'll be 2011, 2012, and beyond. Now, Webster, I remember Cass Sunstein 2 years ago, now White House regulations are, openly saying, we will infiltrate the alternative media. We will infiltrate the anti-man-made global warming groups. We will infiltrate 9/11 Truth. And we will wreak havoc, put out all sorts of disinfo to discredit them. Then we'll move to start outlawing the media and free speech. We'll use leaks. They're telling us what they'll do. We know he's tied into George Soros. So now, as you predicted more than 6 months ago in repeated interviews, and so did Madsen and others, now that he's built up his street cred, Assange says he's going to go after certain brokerage firms and banks. George Soros has been convicted in two countries of this. Let's continue along that line.
Well, I think we have to take this Cass Sunstein essay from some years back quite seriously, because I would regard WikiLeaks and Assange as the fulfillment of what Cass Sunstein said he wanted. In other words, it's the product of that project that we now see. Cass Sunstein said, look, we have these conspiracy theorists running around, and we've got to do something about this. We've got to provide for the cognitive disruption of these people. We've got to break them up using intellectual means, using, you know, different ideas. And what do you think that would look like? The cognitive disruption is not going to come from a group that comes on the scene and says, we're the Bush-Cheney neocon fan club, and we're here to tell you what you're doing is wrong.
Well, that's what he said. Cass Sunstein, as you know, in that Harvard paper and others, said the mainstream media has no credibility. We've got to pose as anti-establishment to sell this stuff.
Right, and therefore, look at Assange. What does Assange say about 9/11? Assange says that he is irritated. He's fed up with these people who talk about 9/11 because they're ignoring the real big conspiracies that he, Assange, reveals, and they're going after a conspiracy that he says has no basis. Now, again, I wouldn't call it the conspiracy-based community. I would call it the reality-based community. You don't go looking for conspiracies. You go looking for the truth, and much of the time, unfortunately, you do find conspiracies. That's the way social reality is. So out of faithfulness to truth, we have to do this. But what Sunstein is saying, and what I think Assange is actually doing, is that you've got to go in there and break them up. And how would you break them up? I mean, I've seen this happen, for example, in a place like Iceland. I was in Iceland last September, October, and there was a live social movement that wanted to declare a debt moratorium. They wanted to say to the British and the Dutch government that the debts of the zombie banks were going to be canceled and that you couldn't load $10 or $15 billion of debt on a population of 300,000 to 400,000 people in Iceland. In blows Assange as soon as I'm out of the country, and he says, look, guys, forget about this debt moratorium stuff. Forget about fighting finance capital. Let's set up a really important base of leakers and pornographers and gamers, and we'll make Iceland into the center of all kinds of wonderful things on the internet, right? And we'll be immune to the laws of all these other countries. And indeed, that's where this stuff takes off.
And by the way, it did come out in Iceland that almost all the debt was not owed by the people. It was the very banks that owed the money.
Yeah, it was all owed by the banks, and it was not even owed. I mean, this was just
same thing in Ireland now.
Yeah, it's the same. It's exactly the same model. So the thing with Soros is, you look at WikiLeaks. It came into existence in 2007, as I recall, and the first time it was mentioned is, I believe, in a Washington Post op-ed by Cass Sunstein, who says we have these wonderful positive leaking operations. So in one way or the other, the Washington Post is the debut of WikiLeaks. And then as we go on,
and of course it turns out Woodward was naval intelligence connected directly, and that whole thing was staged.
No doubt about that. But just on this now, originally the board of WikiLeaks was stacked with people who were Chinese dissidents, right? We don't need to go through the names because they're not well known. When you're dealing with the world of dissidents from the used to be communist bloc, but now sort of the enemy countries, right? China, Russia. These places, then you have to look, what is the role of Soros in this? Because the Soros foundations have been extremely active. For example, in Russia, after the communist regime ended, the Soviet Union ended, the Soros foundations went in there and they bought up all kinds of intellectuals with very small scholarships, very small stipends, that nevertheless established a tie of loyalty of these people towards Soros. And if you look at the people who finance the various Chinese dissident operations in the West, you see that the Soros group of foundations, let's say, looms rather large. And again, the political director of all this is Morton Halperin, who is left over from the Pentagon Papers of the late 60s and early 70s. So he knows how you do these sorts of things. So I would say what Cass Sunstein was demanding is exactly what Assange is doing. And people have to realize this is especially a matter of left-wing prejudice. Leftists are suckers. They're easy marks for this kind of a guy. And, of course, the indispensable ingredient is that he's persecuted, right? We're told that he's on the run. He's seeking asylum in Switzerland. But nevertheless, he still has the New York Times, the Guardian in Britain, which is the left wing of MI6.
They're his mouthpieces.
Yeah, they all work for him. Now, Alex, you and I know very well, if you're coming up with something that the U.S. financier establishment wants to suppress, this is not how they treat you.
Hey, Jesse Ventura's TV show on FEMA camps got banned, and I'm not at liberty to get into all of it, but it's just not going to air now. And this is it's the government. I mean, I've been attacked in a parking lot. I've had all sorts of dirty tricks, and I'm not you know releasing anything like this stuff. I mean, no. I mean, they go after you. They demonize you. I'm attacked by Soros publications now every day. Huffington Post, Media Matters, all financed by him.
Yeah. So if those of us who have some idea, some personal experience of what kind of a treatment you get from these mainstream media, because that's what this is, and El País of Spain, let's not forget them. So there's an international media consortium that's backing Assange. This does not happen if Wall Street and the City of London are hostile to what you're doing. It means that Assange is something that they want to promote. And at this point, I think it's an open and shut case, right? Look at his background. He's a zombie from MKUltra. Look at his track record of the stuff that he puts out. It becomes more and more dubious and rotten, more and more dictated by the CIA hit list. And now he's going to get into this stuff with the banks. Remember, London always likes the idea of shifting the crisis to New York, right? They did this in 1971. They did it again in 2008.
You've been predicting that after Greece and Ireland, you said it'd probably come here.
Or it could go to Britain. See, that's the question. It could go to Britain, and here we have Assange essentially saying, I'm going to attack a U.S. bank. How about attacking a British bank, right? You want some street creds, attack a British
bank.
Well,
notice where he's run, Britain.
Yeah. Well, of course, Australia is British imperial territory, whatever the technicalities of the government are, right? The Queen overthrew Gough Whitlam, the Prime Minister of Australia, in 1975, when he did something she didn't like.
Same thing happened a year and a half ago. She suspended the parliament in Canada.
In Canada, and they've done that more than once. So the independence of these British Empire echelon countries is largely a fiction. They're controlled from the City of London by the financiers, and the Queen does what the financier consensus is. So I think that more or less accounts for Assange, and I think the thing that makes this so lamentable is that the left liberals, the leftists, have learned nothing. They learned nothing from the Pentagon Papers, nothing from Watergate, and here they are, they're going into it again. And I think what you were saying before is very relevant. The goal of this stuff is to shut down all sorts of websites like the ones we have, yours in particular, that actually tell you the truth about something or give you an alternative view.
Well, stay there. Let's cover that. Let's cover that when we come back and then get into the economy and all these trillions of our taxpayer money being given to globalist corporations and the controlled media. Stay with us, Webster. Coming up, we've got the NFL commercial making a joke about the naked body scanners and police dogs barking at people. That integrates in with the Audi commercial for the green police. all of this, making a joke out of living in a hardcore tyranny. That's in the last segment of this live Sunday broadcast. Here's a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Senators unveil anti-WikiLeaks bill. And what does it say there in the article? Well, it says Joe Lieberman, the usual suspect who's always openly saying he wants to shut down the internet, and Senator Jay Rockefeller, who famously said we'd be better off without an internet, and Cass Sunstein, who wants to, quote, shut down free speech on the web. I mean, they're openly saying this. They've got a bill to put you in jail for a long time and give you a giant fine if you release basically anything that the government is up to or that they're doing. Then meanwhile, the State Department tells Columbia University students, do not discuss WikiLeaks or you'll get in trouble. We've got government agencies restrict employee access to WikiLeaks. Now they're saying they may have to spy on the government employees to make sure they're not reading it. So it's all a perfect excuse to ram through the Cybersecurity Act, a perfect excuse to try to pass new legislation, right as the alternative media completely discredits the establishment disinfo outlets, who we now learn have gotten hundreds of millions of dollars individually, in the case of MSNBC, of your bailout taxpayer money secretly. That's state-run media. Let's go back to Webster Tarpley on this front.
Well, now, if we want to talk about the Federal Reserve?
Well, I mean, finish up with the point you were trying to make as we went to break, dealing with how they're now using WikiLeaks to censor and control the web, as I predicted 6 months ago.
Sure. Well, the net effect of this latest stunt by the MK-Ultra zombie Assange and his people is likely to be, to furnish a pretext for what you've just said, some new monstrous piece of legislation, a Patriot Act Mark II or Mark III or whatever it is, that begins to put the screws on the internet, using the idea that, oh, Assange is running wild, we've got to crack down on everybody across the board. And the joke is that everything, or just about everything in Assange's document dump, is precisely the garbage you can read in the newspapers. The same story with the Pentagon Papers, by the way. The Pentagon Papers had in them absolutely zero that you didn't know if you'd been reading Le Monde or any of the major Italian papers at the time. So now we're told that we have to give up the freedom of the internet because of Assange telling you, you know, that Putin is bad, Berlusconi is bad, Karzai is bad. Well, we knew all that, right? What's the big deal?
Let me add a caveat. Well, first off, then why do it? And I know what you're going to say, but tell us. A, then, if it's already out there, why do it? But B, remember the Stuxnet worm of 2 months ago that hit Iran, and then it came out that Israel had launched it, but our government doesn't care. I mean, it's like predicting a duck's going to go jump in the water and quack. I said, watch, they're going to say we've got to have cybersecurity pass to openly give the government a kill switch over the web and public surveillance in the name of stopping a worm they launched.
Yeah, precisely. Let's look at Assange's great document up. Is there anything in there that tells us something about September 11, 2001. I don't think so. Is there anything in there that tells us something about the rogue B-52 of August, September 2007, right? The attempt to hijack a nuclear bomber, send that to the Middle East.
The missing cruise missiles.
And start something, yeah. And there's still, apparently, one cruise missile still missing. Is there anything in there, I don't know, the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin of Israel? Is there anything in there that makes Bush Cheney look really bad? Is there anything in there that makes Obama look really bad? You see, the victims of all this stuff are foreign leaders, and there's always a strong presumption that the CIA is interested in weakening.
Well, we know State Department documents and things. I mean, they were saying there were WMDs 8 years ago. This is always the internal echo chamber propaganda. But just because it's secret doesn't mean it's true.
Right, and remember, most of these documents are very low level. Some of these are really not classified at all. They're confidential or secret. And the general rule of thumb is if something is top secret today, it should be maybe confidential But the documents that really deserve to be top secret are very, very few. They're generally given a much higher degree of secrecy.
We got to shift gears now and get into the economy. But lastly, do you think they might go ahead and burn Assange, that he's a compartmentalized minion, just for credibility purposes?
Yeah,
or do you think?
Not? Because if you have a zombie of this type, see, part of the myth that the leftist needs to believe is that this person is being persecuted. So they want to persecute him, right? They did put Ellsberg on trial, right? They've done this before. So I think that Assange, I'm sorry to say this, but he may face the fate of an expendable asset. In other words, a throwaway.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, who can simply be liquidated in order to build up a greater sympathy for him. Remember, since Assange is this MKUltra zombie type, he's not going to be a particularly good witness or defendant. He's not going to be eloquent and likable when he has to really get
well,
in
like
there.
McVeigh, they'll just keep him shot up with a bunch of stuff. Okay, shifting
like
gears
that.
Into the economy, we start learning about trillions to foreign banks, something you covered a year and a half ago in the Obama deception. They won't tell Congress where the money is. Why are they now releasing this at this point?
Well, part of it is the nature of the system. We still have some institutions, and they didn't want to bring this up, right? They didn't want to reveal it. I think that there are two sides of it that are really unbelievable. The foreign banks, right, and the main stuff here is the term asset facility, right, the TAF. And there we find Barclays Bank of Britain gets $232 billion. The Bank of Scotland gets $181 billion. Societe Generale of France gets $124 billion. Dresdner Bank of Germany, $123 billion. Royal Bank of Scotland, $117 billion. Bayerische Landesbank, $108 billion, and Dexia of Belgium, $105 billion. So this is breathtaking. I mean, that's just about $1 trillion that I've just gone through. To foreign banks. Now, it means that the Federal Reserve is really up there, you know, next to the IMF. It's the central bank of the world, because every one of these countries has a national central bank, and some of them have the European central bank.
And it's killing the dollar in the process.
They could have drawn. Well, this is it's somewhat separate. I think this is one side of it. In other words, the absolutely breathtaking amounts that are granted by the Federal Reserve. Now, remember, this is not tax money. This is money created out of thin air. Now, there's nothing wrong with creating money out of thin air. The question is, what do you do with it? And in this case, they've used it to prop up derivatives. The Barclays Bank is very, very ironic, because you remember,
so it's propping up the investments of Goldman Sachs and others.
Yeah, that's what they gave to AIG and also directly, right? Goldman Sachs lied that they didn't need help. They got plenty of help. Goldman Sachs got 10, 20, 30 billion.
And now they've all got record profits. Bank of America's profit up 30%.
Right, but Barclays Bank, they were the ones who drove Lehman Brothers into bankruptcy during that fateful weekend. Barclays Bank was supposed to buy Lehman Brothers pre-bankruptcy. And at the last minute, right, at 11:55 on Sunday night, more or less, in metaphorical terms, the British come forward and say, no, we're not doing it. And Barclays Bank nevertheless gets rewarded with $232
All right, Webster,
billion.
Stay there. Come back and finish up with this. And all these media outlets being paid off secretly. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I want to get into the latest TSA brainwashing and that ongoing saga, some other really important police state news, and just give you an example of some of the media brainwashing going on in the final segment coming up. I'll be back tomorrow, of course, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We will have open phones tomorrow and a bunch of important guests, including later in the week, Lord Monckton joining us from the UN summit down in Mexico, openly pushing world government and taxes on the industrialized world's industrial output. Continuing, Webster, getting into the $3.3 trillion we're now learning about going to foreign banks, but also to select Fortune 500 companies, including MSNBC. And MSNBC kept that secret, it turns out. I mean, we have real state-run media here in many cases.
Right, you have General Electric got money from the Fed, and of course, that's mainly GE Capital, which is a hedge fund in drag and has been. General Electric, not really an industrial corporation anymore, mainly a hedge fund. Goldman Sachs got money. They tried to pretend they didn't. Morgan Stanley, I guess they were too desperate to even pretend. The one that strikes me the most, though, is that there's a special lending window, the Term Asset-Backed Securities Loan Facility. It's one of about a dozen of these, the TALF, Term Asset-Backed Securities Loan Facility. And here we find, among the recipients, Paulson and Company. Now, this is not Henry Paulson. This is not the Secretary of the Treasury. This is John Paulson. But this is a hedge fund of one of the most predatory. It's part of the Anglo-American hedge fund Wolfpack. Let's just see what Paulson did. Paulson was one of the hedge funds that drove Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers into bankruptcy, and they did these things. Typically, the hedge funds involved would pull their accounts out of these investment banks. They would short the stock, short the bonds, come in with credit default swaps, make bets in that regard. So you could say Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers were bankrupt anyway, but the way that they actually went bankrupt was thanks to a wolf pack of hedge funds. So Paulson does this. They blow up Lehman Brothers. The whole system goes into this absolute derivatives panic. And then Paulson lines up to get special help in the middle of the panic that they created. The second one, remember the Abacus collateralized debt obligation, the Abacus CDO. Remember Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs having to testify one long day last May. That was Abacus. And you remember that Paulson was one of the people who helped design the Abacus CDO so that it
sure
would go bankrupt.
But I see something even bigger here. Remember Henry Paulson, who was the head of the Treasury, being questioned by Congressman Stern and others. Well, how did you get $200 million yourself out of a bailout? And he said, well, I gave myself a waiver. But no wonder Goldman Sachs didn't want people to know that they got even more money secretly, because that's a direct conflict of interest, because they had their coterie of people at the SEC, Treasury, the Fed, everywhere. And it was Henry Paulson who went in and said to Congress, give us the money or there'll be blood in the streets and martial law. That came out in mainstream news after we broke it with some congressmen that we had here on air who were in those closed-door meetings. So here they are, engaging in financial terrorism, saying, give us trillions, don't ask where it's going. And Congress said no, so they ran out and said we were going to have a depression, which panicked everybody. I mean, is this not financial terrorism, Webster?
Well, I think that the depression is real. In other words, the decline in the U.S. standard of living by two-thirds over about 40 years, that's real.
Sure, but I mean, they're writing, but it's like Dr. Strangelove. They're writing the H-bomb down, having a great time.
But in the middle of it, of course, in the middle of the depression, there are then conspiracies, and that's what we've just described, that they come in and say, well, the answer to the depression which we created is to give us even more public largesse. I also wanted to add that Paulson, this Paulson, right, the Paulson and Company, they were part of the hedge fund Wolfpack attacking Greece. So they've helped to create the two phases of this depression. So I would ask, what public purpose is served by subsidizing Paulson and Company so that they can come back? Maybe they're shorting U.S. government bonds. So you're paying for the guy who's going to try to come and kill you. I think it's ridiculous. Here's what I would do. You look at all this money, right? You get $3.3 trillion. Now, this money was wasted. It was all spent on derivatives, zombie banks, hedge fund hyenas, asset strippers.
You write it off. We don't owe this money. Ron Paul has said that.
Well, what we should do is that money could create a recovery. In other words, you take that $3.3 trillion, you make that 0% federal lending, not to zombies and parasites, but to productive industry. That's what we get, 100 nuclear reactors, 1,000 hospitals, 100,000 miles of fast rail, rebuild the interstate highway system, and rebuild all your water systems, sewage systems, canal systems, rebuild a whole bunch of public buildings. You could begin to create 30 million jobs with that money. That money could have given
you... But here's the problem, Webster, and we've been having you on this whole time. That didn't happen,
right?
And so we edge closer, as the Chinese say in Bloomberg today, in total dollar devaluation and a meltdown of our economy.
Yes,
Webster,
so back. The point is, a recovery is within reach anytime you want it. If they can give $3.3 trillion to zombie bankers in the form of loans, why don't we just reverse those values? Let's reverse the field.
No, I hear you. Webster
no more loans for zombie bankers, only for productive infrastructure. We can get a recovery. We can pull ahead of China anytime we want.
Sure, the problem is the zombie banks run the country. We've got to prosecute them and remove them first.
Time to mobilize. Time to have those as demands. In other words, when you know what you want, you can demand it, right? Time to shift the cost onto the zombie bankers. Time to stop their fraud closures. Time to tax them, tax their financial turnover. But the main thing is seize the Fed, nationalize it, and use it for national credit creation, for national infrastructure, and job creation.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's us or them, but Webster, I'm out of time. But the point you make is so central. They're now announcing veterans have to lose their health care. They've got to start taxing more Social Security and freezing the COLA. Now, they've got to raise all our taxes and cut basic infrastructure to pay everything to the banks. You know, first they've got to go. The first cuts come from them, not like this New Jersey guy, you know, posing as a conservative saying, cut roads. I mean, it's asinine. Webster, great points. We appreciate you coming on the broadcast. Tarpley.net. Thank you so much. You bet. I hate to cut Tarpley off, but we're almost out of time for this segment, and I've got to come back and get into all the police state news, but just an amazing interview with Webster Tarpley. I briefly wanted to bring Ted Anderson up of Midas Resources, who also owns the Genesis Network that we're broadcast over, because all of this is getting crazier and crazier. Ted, $3.3 trillion to foreign banks, to globalist media. Americans better wake up and realize how deep down the rat hole of tyranny we've gotten.
Well, they sure better. I mean, Bernanke is going to be on here at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 6 o'clock Central, to sell us on the idea that this QE2 is a good idea for us to create $600 billion new money, most of it being given to these very banks that you're referring to, Alex. I mean, they want to push so much money into the hands of those bankers that it forces them to let it trickle down to the people who are actually creating this economic, you know, where economic recovery, if there's ever going to be one. You know, I don't know why they take that tact. I think Webster's right. Put the hands of the people that are productive and we won't have these problems.
Well, Ted, let me fire this out. Bloomberg, China is scared of U.S. monetary policy. Policymakers in China, which holds 883.5 million U.S. treasuries, are concerned the nation with the largest and the biggest economy is debasing its currency. Well, we don't need them to tell us about debasing currency to know what's happening. Bottom line, that's why gold's at $1,417. That's why silver is just a few cents away from $30 an ounce, the next all-time high. I mean, people need to understand this is the biggest hidden tax ever, this debasing of the currency.
Well, you're talking about the Asian markets, and silver opened up already higher today. It's up to $29.54, already up, above where it was. It closed on Friday at $29.40, so we're already up about 15 cents today in the Asian markets. They're saying that the United States dollar is going to get weaker and that the precious metals is the way to hedge it. And you can see that going on in China, too.
Well, Tim,
Alex,
we don't have a lot of time. But I do want to just tell folks that brokers are there right now on Sunday night at Midas Resources. They've got the best deals on gold and silver. Tell them it's the radio special. You can get three silver dollars with free shipping and three of my films for $97. But those prices are going up tomorrow. For anybody that knows silver prices, that's an insane deal. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Stay there, Ted.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in a moment, NFL commercial makes joke of TSA selective screening. It's all part of the ongoing brainwashing to make a joke out of police dogs barking, people having their genitals grabbed, but the elite football players, they don't have to go through it. And it's just like the Audi Green Police ad where they came out later and admitted this is what life's going to be like. We are conditioning you. Total arrogance in your face. But finishing up with Ted, Ron Paul should be the committee chairman of the Banking Regulation Subcommittee. But Boehner, John Boehner, the protege of the globalist fake conservative Newt Gingrich, is trying to block him right now. Now more than ever, people need to educate themselves about what's happening. They need to protect themselves. Folks can call Midas Resources and get a free copy of the International Forecaster newsletter by Bob Chapman. Invaluable information every week. But I want to remind folks, Ted bought gold and silver when it was lower price. It's now going up, but he doesn't raise it when it goes up. He sells out of what he has at the lower price. But tonight at midnight, the lower price on gold and silver, it will go up. It'll still be very competitive. Here's the number, 800-686-2237. Briefly, Ted, what are some of the other smoking deals on gold and silver that are just good until tonight at midnight?
Well, right now, the 294 for the franc, I mean, that's definitely going to go up into the 300s. There's no question about it. And you get a full-year subscription to the International Forecaster for that. And then the British Sovereign at 369, and you get 5-year videos. That's also another great buy. Walking Liberty Halves at 1284. That deal that we're talking about, $97 in 3 of your videos, talking about a great way to get educated and then also have the silver dollars, you know.
And I mean, even if you've already seen some of my top films, give them to friends and family under the Christmas tree this year. And on top of it, folks, Midas Resources has all this on hand. Most places are sold out, but will still take your order and not ship it to you for 2 months. Ted's got all this right now, ready to ship this week. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. If you missed that number, 800-686-2237, I wouldn't waste your time on this. Those are smoking hot deals. Okay. Looking at the TSA, again, going back 5 weeks ago, we put this story on the map. We simply pointed out the outrage that was already there. TSA is now policing the media's use of scanner images. The San Francisco Weekly reports that TSA released photos a year ago of the scans, but now they don't want those scans to be public, and they're saying people have to use new scans, which are whitewashed. Talk about tyranny. And then there's another report along that front. New York senator seeks bill to deter body scan image misuse. A year in prison or $100,000 fine or both. And if you read the bill carefully, it says if the media shows naked body scans that TSA has already released, you'll go to prison. Remember, they lied and said they couldn't save them. Turned out they were. This is all about the feds taking over all transportation and training you to be a slave while leaving the borders wide open. But the revolt is expanding. Continuing, they announced this week what we told you years ago, Wired Magazine and the Washington Post, feds warrantlessly tracking Americans' credit cards in real time. Customer loyalty cards, all of it. Total 1984, illegal every time they do it. They don't care. This is a rogue, out of control government that runs our government as a whorehouse for foreign corporations to come in and rip us off. It's just unbelievable. Here's the Washington Post whitewashing it. Government reports violations of limits on spying aimed at U.S. citizens. And they're spying on us, not Al-Qaeda that they control. Okay, get your minds around that. If they'll take the veterans' pension funds, as they're now announcing they're going to do in the New York Times, anything's fair game. I mean, these people tell you how much they love the troops all day and wrap their un-American agenda in the troops when they hate the troops. Now, I want to play this NFL video. And again, if you want to watch it and you're a radio listener, go to InfoWars.com. NFL commercial makes a joke of TSA selective screening. And it goes on. The message being pushed upon the viewer is that there are two classes of people. Those elite with power able to bypass TSA screening, as Boehner and Obama get to, just like certain members of Congress, and the rest of us without power who are helpless subjects to the new police state being formed around us. The joke made of this message is a spoonful of sugar added to help Americans swallow it and subconsciously accept it with a laugh. And that is exactly what they're doing. We're a nation of arrested development children who have been trained to be slaves. Andrew Steele wrote the original article at America 20XY. Okay, let's go ahead and play the TV ad. Here it is.
Wait, hold.
Oh, they have NFL rings. They get to walk through. Jimmy Johnson. Terry Bradshaw. Oh, TSA's nice to them.
Oh, that's sweet.
Jimmy Johnson has a sword. A little... And that's Fox. That's a Fox NFL ad. It's so funny. Now, let's play the Green Police ad from a year ago. This has actually been put in place in Europe where you get arrested for light bulbs or not having the right toilet, where there are checkpoints. They're actually setting up Green Police in these very uniforms at the federal and state level. Has nothing to do with the environment, all about taxes and control. They're openly trying to pass laws to shut down your family farm and ranch, written by big agribusiness. Again, just like Obama gives hundreds of waivers to McDonald's and others to not have to get their employees insurance, they have literally written the laws to shut your business down. It's the mega rich against everybody else, and they've hired a horde of welfare idiots as their political voting bloc. See, Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck will not tell you that. They'll tell you the buck stops with George Soros. I'm sorry, it doesn't. The big mega corporations, read the Rand Corporation docs. Read the CFR docs. They are the people who use criminal power to take over society. Now, here's the Green Police Audi commercial.
Okay, so it's 3708, okay. Paper or plastic?
Plastic.
That's the magic word. What? Green Police. You picked the wrong day to mess with the ecosystem, plastic boy.
See, he's checking out. He picks the wrong bag, so they slam his head down into the thing. It's about training you, the TSA, all of this, that normal people are now criminals, and the government's going to put their hands on you and ask questions. This is your Nazi Germany animal dog training. Now it shows them raiding houses, checkpoints. This is what they're teaching kids in school. This is your brainwashing. All done as a joke. Here it is.
Battery.
Pause again. Already in Europe 5 years ago, now in the U.S., just type into the Green Police search trash cans. It's already begun. This is not a joke. This is just like the TSA ad with the NFL. It's all beginning. Continue.
Put the rind down, sir. That's a compost infraction.
Oh, did you install these bulbs?
Tragedy strikes tonight where a man has just been arrested for possession of an incandescent light bulb.
What do you guys think about plastic bottles now?
The water setting is at 105.
Yeah. A checkpoint.
You got a TDI here?
Clean diesel.
You're good to go, sir.
Oh, he's got the Audi, so he's allowed to go. See, they know the average American is a brainwashed, groveling coward now who subconsciously knows we're in tyranny and is afraid. And the message is, I'm a guy in a uniform, you got the Audi, you get to go. And it also has, plays class envy against rich people with a big house. They go to jail because they have the wrong light bulb. You got the wrong light bulb, you got the wrong toilet, you're going to jail. This is how the collectivists and their hordes of dumbed-down scum who couldn't get jobs as toilet attendants, they're now going to be TSA, they're now going to be the Green Police, and they get to have authority and power. Sure, they'll live in a one-bedroom apartment hovel. Sure, but at least they get authority and power over you. And the paradigm is shifting from a free society by design to a total tyranny. And they make a joke out of it. Grown men giggle and act like children. Grown men in this country are effeminate. Grown men cannot get angry about serious issues. Have you noticed that? Oh, if you cut them off in traffic, they'll threaten to blow your head off. But if a cop talks to them, they start literally wetting their leg. This is a nation of people under a trance. A literal trance. They have the major statistics out. Even BBC reports that the brainwaves are lower now than they were 30 years ago, 25, 30 years ago. The average person, when you watch television for extended periods, it starts lowering your brainwaves. It puts you into suspended disbelief. The average person is in a daze. They cannot get serious. They do not respect themselves. And they watch these ads with Terry Bradshaw and the TSA and the Audi commercials with the Green Police, and they think it's all cute and they think it's all funny. Well, you're going to find out how funny it is in hyperinflation. You're going to find out how funny it is when they take your Social Security. You're going to find out how funny it is when you're paying for other people's abortions like we already are under this health care bill and in the county where I live. We are going into pure tyranny because you won't stand up and wake up and get involved and get angry. But a lot of us are waking up, and I salute those that are.